Hi, hello, and welcome to Youth Updates, a regular drop of info to help keep you in the know when it comes to youth culture.
Hello, and welcome back to Youth Updates for what we're calling Season 2.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's exciting. So we took a little break over the summer, but don't fear, we are back to help you know what on earth is going on in youth culture. With the caveat that we really don't know everything, very far from it.
Speak for yourself.
Beth's like, I know everything. But we are really excited about Season 2 of Youth Updates. We're going to have some guests. We've got some really exciting things lined up, which we are...
Some farm animals?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know, I just really enjoy it if we like...
Had some animals. A donkey. I think a donkey for the Christmas special.
Or a goat.
Yeah,
yeah.
Beth's obsessed with goats. This got really weird really quick. If you're new here, you're going to be like, "What on earth is going on?" but basically, I'm just going to let you know a couple of things. So, as usual, we're going to cover three topics. And if you're new here, the kind of topics that we choose from are faith and spirituality, digital world, trends, issues, popular culture, and hot topics. Hopefully, I remembered all of those. And also, who are we? That would be good for you to know. So my name's Hannah, and joining me on the podcast is
Beth.
Yep, and Hello. We are your usual hosts, but we also get in some guests and other people from time to time. And
we've got some cracking people lined up too.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited. And we both work for Youth for Christ
yes, we do.
In the resources department. So that's kind of who we are. And we both do kind of weekly and daily youth work as well, don't we? So that's kind of what our backgrounds are, just to give you a super quick introduction. But this introduction was a lot longer than usual, so let's get stuck in with our first topic. And Beth's gonna kick us off with that.
Yeah, I am. So this was just like kind of fun, kind of lighthearted. So if you are in the youth work world, you'll have been aware that in September a whole bunch of New Year Sevens went to secondary school. Unless you're in one of those areas that still has middle school.
Do you remember being in year seven?
Do
you remember having a backpack too big for you?
I don't. Well, no, because I went to a middle school. So I don't remember it being significant because I didn't go to high school till I was in year nine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I went to year seven, walked to school with all my friends with a bag that was way too big for me. We all had slightly matching bags, but in different colours. But yeah, they were too big and it was fun. And it was a long time ago now.
But yeah, so we've got our new year sevens that are rolling through.
Yay.
And actually, there is a bit of a debate over...
We love a debate.
...whether they are the tail end of Gen Z or the beginning of Gen Alpha. Because, there's been some debate over it. Because
what
some
is
people
Gen
say...
Alpha?
So Gen Alpha is basically the name for the generation that comes after Gen Z. So above that, you've got Gen Y or Millennials, then you've got Gen X, then you've got your Baby Boomers and so on. And because some people say that Gen Alpha starts in 2012, some say 2010 or early 2010s. But kind of either way... Gen Alpha are filtering up, and our current year sevens were born between sort of, you know, end of 2010 to August 2011, which seems way too recent.
That really freaks me out.
But to, you know, put that in perspective, it's when the final Harry Potter film came out, which was the end of a global phenomenon. It was when Adele released her song Someone Like You.
Loved that song. Classic. I learned to play that on the piano.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Kate and Will, as in the Royals, got married.
I remember that wedding.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
And it was the year Steve Jobs died.
Oh.
So
yeah, I remember that as well.
There's quite a few things that went on, and it kind of shows you. But also you go, oh yeah, they've lived in a world where all these things have always kind of happened. You know, it's post iPad, post iPhone, post a lot of the stuff that we just totally take for granted now. But yeah, I think it's just interesting because it's one of those things where I think corporations and businesses have sussed Gen Z out, but as they've just sussed Gen Z out, we've now got Gen Alpha coming up. And obviously these are kids who spent a couple of their really formative years in a pandemic.
Yeah.
And so it'll be interesting to see
and that transition period, and see if people are kind of ready for it. And yeah, really interesting.
So it'll be interesting to see what their generation looks like as young people and teenagers, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Let's move on then. We're going to move on to a hot topic. And obviously this podcast is coming out around October time. We're recording it in October.
Hello.
So we thought it would, one of Beth's like favourite months because it's her birthday. And also she loves autumn. And we thought it'd probably be remiss of us to move into this time and not talk about Halloween, which is kind of always a bit of a hot topic, I think, within kind of Christianity and within these circles. But we did a little bit of research just kind of for your information about where kind of Halloween came from. And this is just from our basic research. We are by no means experts, like I said. But kind of possibly the roots of Halloween go back to kind of 500 BC, which is pretty crazy. And it was called, and I'm going to get this wrong, Samhain.
Well, that's Samhain. How you spell it, Samhain. But I think I saw something that said you pronounce it Samhain, because it's a Celtic word, as we
well,
all
that
know.
Would make sense. The
Celtic
ween
words
side
are
of
always
it.
Spelt.
Yeah, that would
how
make sense.
You
what I mean.
Think, yeah,
yeah, and it kind of also has links to like All Hallows Eve as well, doesn't it? So that could probably be where that kind of the name has come from. But that kind of meant the end of the season of sun and the beginning of the season of darkness. So kind of the end of summer and into moving into autumn and winter. And it was believed then that spirits could cross over during that day as kind of the veil between where they were and the earth was kind of thin on that day. And it's really interesting where maybe a few of the Halloween traditions have come from. So the Celts would wear kind of masks to avoid being recognised by ghosts, and carving faces into pumpkins, which is a big part of Halloween now. I've already seen the pumpkins.
Or you just go to Asda and buy a plastic one.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I walked into Aldi the other day and there were just loads of pumpkins. And it's a bit weird because it's like no one really eats them and it seems a little bit wasteful to me. But anyway.
Although a pumpkin pie...
Yeah, I've
They're
never
really
had pumpkin
tasty.
Pie. That's part of that's like a Thanksgiving tradition, isn't it? But kind of carving faces into pumpkins and vegetables and things like that came from like wanting to ward off evil spirits. And the thing that I found interesting about that when me and Beth were kind of looking it up was that both of those traditions were to kind of protect against spirits. And it was kind of a day of kind of fear of those spirits rather than a day to kind of celebrate fear and evil and darkness, which some might say is a little bit where we're going now. And it's kind of become more popular, really. Obviously Halloween, from what we can tell, doesn't kind of originate in America, but kind of the holiday we know of as today, some of those things can come from American culture as well.
Yeah, like I'd heard apparently it was the Americans who changed it to getting sweets on Halloween.
Oh, and like candy and stuff.
Yeah, so I think the treat was like, it was something called like a soul cake or something. But the Americans were like, nah, let's do candy.
Yeah.
Sweets. I think there's like a lot of things that have like, that travelled over there and then came back to us different.
Yeah, and I think like, I don't know, what I've noticed is that maybe Halloween has obviously lots of people dress up and stuff like that. And whenever you watch kind of American TV programmes, and I'm kind of going off that a bit because I haven't really been to, well, I haven't been to Halloween haven't been to America during Halloween time. I don't know if you have, Beth, but the kind of the dress up is more kind of like around it's kind of just dressing up as whatever you want, really. Doesn't have to be kind of dressed up as something maybe dark or creepy or scary, which I think we tend to do a bit more of in the UK, don't we? It's a bit more like, oh, what's the scariest thing you can
dress it's
up
a
as?
Lot more on the creep factor, isn't it?
Creep factor.
But then again, it's one of those things, like I've noticed on social media, like if you go on Pinterest or TikTok, or I talk to some of my young people, I will say it's mostly the girls. There's like a level of like cutesifying Halloween. So you'll take the creepy
like
things,
that word.
But then cutesify it. So it's things like, in their room, they'll have a cute little plushy ghost. Or like, oh, look at these really cute tarot cards that you can buy in Urban Outfitters. Or like, here's a little fluffy witch. Or I don't know, like this. Or like, I don't know, everything's made very like cute and aesthetic. Which it's interesting because it kind of takes the edge off some of the stuff.
But then does it make it more acceptable to kind of be in your life, and you're a bit like, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah,
but obviously young people, I think, there's going to be difference of opinion within young people on this as well. And obviously
and amongst a lot of churches,
yeah,
and
a lot of
Christians,
churches. And obviously we don't know, whoever's listening to this, what kind of, and we're not here to say, oh, your church should or shouldn't celebrate Halloween or anything like that, but just that it's obviously a part of youth culture.
We do recommend Christmas though.
Yeah, we definitely recommend Christmas. That would be a good one to keep celebrating. But I think for a lot of young people, it's that they just kind of don't want to be excluded from this. They don't want to be left out. They just want to kind of hang out with their friends as well. It's a day when kind of
they're
everyone
attracted
hangs
by
out.
Fun, aren't they?
Yeah,
young people just want to have fun in whatever form that fun will mm-hmm. come in.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just when things kind of move on from being fun and maybe go to, you know, Ouija boards and and I think what we've noticed as well is that there can be a bit of a like I was speaking from UK culture here, but there can be a bit of a day when it's almost celebrating evil people as well, like people who've actually existed, and a bit of a like, oh, it's a day where it's kind of culturally acceptable to be like, you know, thinking about serial killers and stuff like that. And yeah, that can be a little bit interesting to wrap your head around and tread carefully, I guess, as a parent, as a person, as a youth leader. Any other thoughts?
I think it's just that thing, isn't it? I think young people are attracted because of the fun thing, but I think it is also making sure young people are aware of some stuff, because if you think about it, in isolation, is just the simple concept of fancy dress and eating sweets a negative thing?
Yeah.
Well, in and of itself, sweets and fancy dress are not inherently like bad or dark things. But when it comes to like celebrating stuff, or then they stay up late watching stuff that's going to stay with them and give them nightmares, or, you know, they go around to a friend's house who's like, hey, let's do a Ouija board, and they don't really know what they're getting into. I think that's the difficulty. Yeah. But I think for a lot of young people, they do go, oh, I'm going to go to a party. I'm going to like put a fancy dress outfit on. I'm going to see my friends. Maybe I'll get some sweets, watch some films. Like, I think it is very much just, it is just seen as fun activities. Yeah.
I think it's a good opportunity as well for young people to kind of like figure out where their boundaries are, to use their, maybe exercise their own wisdom and kind of start making those informed decisions for themselves as well. It can be a bit of an, maybe trying to think of it as an opportunity rather than a bit of a scary time as well. So we're going to move on to our final one, which Beth is going to lead us in. So
yes.
What is our final thing?
So this one comes under our issues category, and depending on sort of the young people you interact with, or the ones in the community that you see, you may well have noticed this already, but vaping or electronic cigarettes is on the rise. It's
even within young people?
Yes.
Interesting.
So technically it's illegal to sell them to under 18s. But as we know with anything, young people find their ways. But it's certainly on the rise, and young people are using them more and more, and it seems like these are either sort of a big social thing, or it's a bit of a coping mechanism. And obviously the vaping and e-cigarettes were introduced as a safer alternative to smoking, because,
and maybe that's why it's been so attractive to young people.
But also, like, you can pick loads of fun flavors. So cigarettes, you know, pretty
rank,
smelly, but you can choose like peach or bubble gum, or you know, things that really appeal to young people as well. And you can kind of get through them. But I think one of the big things that's coming out is that actually that some of the dangers are still uncertain, and there's been some hospitalizations of young people, teenagers, young adults, because of the effects of, you know, vaping. And I think it's interesting because no one really knows, but also it's that idea of, it ties into everything from the concepts and the themes of peer pressure and doing things just because they're socially acceptable, or, you know, it is something that is technically illegal for most young people to buy, or all if you're considering it sort of 11, 17 or whatever. Or is it a case of that it is this coping mechanism, and actually there's so many deeper things going on at play, but this is the main way that they see to cope? Because the whole act of it is like deep breathing, and those things are known to calm people down. But there's been loads of research sort of done in this, and it shows that vaping use has risen dramatically over the last decades. They estimated that 10 years ago there was about 800,000 users, and it's about 4.3 million this year.
Yeah, that's really increased.
Yeah, and 39% of teenagers said that they'd tried e-cigarettes, compared with 32% who tried smoking. But I don't really tend to see lots of young people actively smoking. But I think, yeah, it's one of those things where there has been evidence that there are benefits in swapping from cigarettes to vaping. Yeah. But it doesn't mean that it's risk-free.
Yeah.
And it still has nicotine in. It's still super addictive.
Yeah.
Like,
it's almost like because it was seen as maybe the slightly lesser evil in terms of, not lesser evil, but slightly better in terms of if you compare it to smoking. Mm. But if you compare it to not doing anything at all, it's still probably going to have some harmful effects. Although, mm-hmm. obviously, like you say, there hasn't been quite as much research into it. But yeah, nicotine, still highly addictive. And it also says vaping, you know, obviously has more chemicals in than just nicotine as well. And it's those that kind of, maybe it's unsure how they kind of impact someone on a longer time scale.
And I think, like I said, I think some of it is the other stuff that comes into it, like how do we help young people have healthy coping mechanisms and all of that sort of stuff. But I think, yeah, it's definitely something that's out there. It's on the rise, particularly in certain sort of communities. And yeah, so I think it's just one of those things to, you know, if we know young people who are doing it, like what's their reason or what's going on? If you're a parent, does your young person vape? Have they ever vaped? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just ended that with yeah. So let's move on to the end part of our podcast, which I know everyone just loves so much.
Wait, that's not the end of the podcast.
That's not the end of the podcast.
Oh my goodness,
there is more.
What?
There is more. So yeah, I guess if you're new, we haven't explained this bit as well, but that is that we at the end of our podcast do a word of the month, which is kind of a word that might be in youth culture, a word kind of, you know, slang term, and we sing a little jingle that we never plan, and it always goes amazingly, and then we just let you know about a little word and maybe what young people mean when they say that word. So let's go with our jingle.
Okay.
in 3, 2, 1,
word of the month.
That was lovely. You went in with real power and it scared me for a second.
Yeah, you stopped. And I thought, are you stitching me up here?
No, that's why I went quiet, out of just pure kind of,
I haven't done it in a while. I was really excited.
Yeah, it was really good. Okay. I really enjoyed it. Our word of the month is sleigh. And that doesn't mean like ho ho ho, Santa's coming on his sleigh. Yeah, it does not. Not spelt like that, actually. Spelt S-L-A-Y. And it kind of means to kind of do something spectacularly well. Especially kind of when it comes to maybe something more creative, like fashion, artistic performance, kind of like self-confidence. You know, if you walk into a room really confident wearing something that you think looks great, people might be like, slay.
Slay queen.
Yeah, or like, she slayed.
I said that way too close to the mic. I'm sorry, everyone.
Slay queen.
Slay queen.
Or like, they're slaying with their fit today, which would mean they are really rocking that outfit today.
Yeah.
Just to put it in different lingo.
They are really rocking that outfit today.
Rocking that outfit today. Yeah, I'm showing how cool I am right now.
Slay, Hannah. Slay.
Slay. I did that so well. Slay. So that is our word of the month. We are coming to the end of our podcast. Beth, do you want to say bye to people? Because I greeted people. So
you did greet people, and I will say goodbye. So goodbye, everyone. Thank you for listening. We have had a lot of fun doing our first episode again, and we look forward to being with you next time.